This is the Engines of Our Ingenuity, made possible by the friends of KUHF Houston.
Today, the bridges of Königsberg. The University of Houston's College of Engineering presents this series about the machines that make our civilization run and the people whose ingenuity created them. I first encountered the problem in elementary school. I was on a field trip to the Seattle Science Center. One of the instructors there showed us a picture. On it were four islands. Some were connected by bridges, seven in all. And she gave us a challenge. Pick any island, she said, and see if you can find a walk that goes over every bridge exactly once and brings you back to the island where you started. I tried one walk, then another. No luck. I always had to retrace at least one bridge. I drew the picture on a piece of paper and took it home to show my parents. The instructor had succeeded. She'd made me think. I ran into the problem many years later in a college course on graph theory. To mathematicians, a graph is a collection of islands connected by bridges, or, more precisely, points connected by lines. Get a sheet of paper. Draw some points. Connect some of them with lines. You've got what mathematicians call a graph. Pretty simple, but graphs turn out to be remarkably interesting. Many mathematicians make their living trying to solve difficult, abstract problems about graphs. Claws? Odd holes? Odd anti-holes? Graph theorists speak a language of their own. But graph theory has plenty of practical problems, too. For example, street maps define graphs. We can think of each intersection as a point and each street segment between two intersections as a line. So, the problem of finding a shortest path from your house to work is a problem in graph theory. So is the problem of picking good bus routes or how to make scheduled deliveries from a warehouse. Can garbage trucks be routed so they don't go down a street more than once? Graph theory again. In fact, it's just the island and bridge problem stated more generally. The specific island and bridge problem I'd learned as a child is called the Königsberg Bridge problem. As the story goes, it was posed by the citizens of Königsberg, Prussia, as they puzzled over the problem on their evening strolls. The problem was solved by the great mathematician Leonhard Euler in 1736. That moment's considered the beginning of graph theory. And the problem's solution is so simple, so satisfying, its story has been passed down through generations of mathematicians. Euler showed that every walk in Königsberg must retrace at least one bridge. But he also realized there's a simple way to tell if any graph does or doesn't have a walk free of repeated bridges. The answer? There's a walk free of repeated bridges if, and only if, every island is connected to an even number of bridges. Try to convince yourself and your friends, or visit the Engines website for a little help. I'm Andy Boyd at the University of Houston, where we're interested in the way inventive minds work.